Every morning, Pittsburgh wakes up with Larry Richard and John Shumway, KDKA.
This next story sounds literally like something out of the Twilight Zone. But it's happening in the Kiske Valley area. 6:38, this is KDKA, Larry Richard with John Shumway. John on vacation until Monday. Certainly got our attention. You can imagine when a nuclear materials dump, a 44-acre site near Apollo, where they were working to clean the site up in sight of homes, and the work stopped, and nobody was sure what's going on. Well, looks like the work will resume, but let's find out, because it sounds like the premise for a sci-fi movie. From the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, writer Eric Schwartzel. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
So, for people who are unfamiliar with this site, they call it the Shallow Land Disposal Area, officially by the Army Corps of Engineers. What's in it?
That's right. It's called the Shallow Land Disposal Area by the Army Corps, but a lot of residents just know it as the old NUMEC site. This was a site that during the 60s and 70s developed nuclear fuel and other nuclear products for the government and for commercial work. This site that we're talking about now near near Apollo in Parks Township was a dump where they put a lot of that waste. And so you can see that obviously this was a different era. It was after the Cold War. It was catering to different concerns. Now it's catering to 21st century concerns about what we do with this radioactive material. We know that there are some very complex materials like uranium and plutonium buried there in 55-gallon drums. At one point I learned that there is a truck buried there as well because it also was hot with radiation. But the work stopped because the Army Corps of Engineers that was leading the cleanup started to find greater and greater numbers of what they're calling complex materials. And this caused the project to sort of be reevaluated and the Army Corps to say, wait, we might not be the best people to continue this work. And that's when the armed guards showed up.
Armed guards patrolling a fenced-in area that had residents obviously concerned.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what's it like to come home and suddenly see, Homeland Security in your neighborhood and no one's telling you why?
And they projected this cleanup would originally, according to your research, estimated at $170 million. And now it's ballooned to, they think, $500 million?
Yes, just the cleanup. And it's very meticulous work. I mean, not only do you have to monitor everything that you're cleaning up and make sure that nothing escapes through the air or the water, but you also have to do it one shovel full at a time. It's very slow, very meticulous work, and it also has required quite a bit of construction out there. When you drive by, it's not just the barren field. There's a paved road, there are several worker stations, and there's also a huge football field-sized facility up on top of the hill.
All right, now there's a residential community right next door.
Yes, so this is the town or the neighborhood of Kiskamere, and a lot of residents in Kiskamere are obviously very concerned, and several are saying, you know, how will I ever sell my home? How will I ever get a true value on the real estate market with a nuclear waste dump as my neighbor? And some have suggested the government actually buy them out.
Marianne Wierlerski is one of those neighbors and joins us live on KDKA. Marianne, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. The question is, how are you? You guys had to be scared out of your minds when the Army showed up to patrol this fenced-in area, which you probably thought was, you know, inactive and not a big deal for a long time.
I have one word, help. Help. We don't sleep at night. They have armed guards carrying shotguns up and down the road. And it's really scary. We don't sleep at night.
What's in there that they would have to have armed guards with shotguns? What did they tell you?
They won't tell us.
What do you mean they won't tell you?
They won't tell us because they don't want us to know.
Well, you live there. That's your home.
Yes.
Don't you think you have a right to know?
Exactly. And that's what we're working on. And we shall see. But in the meantime, we're sitting on a time bomb, and it's no fun being here.
Now, I understand that because of your concerns of what's in there with the nuclear waste, uranium and plutonium potentially, quote-unquote complex materials, that you won't even eat stuff out of your garden now.
No, we do, but my sister refused when I offered her some, you know, tomatoes and zucchini. And that just goes to show you how people can really be afraid.
And Eric, you've been immersed in this story. I mean, this is like a classic, almost like a film, a sci-fi film. These people have a right to be concerned.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think so. I mean, it certainly is just the latest chapter in this field's lifetime. I mean, it started out as a plant that was supposed to bring jobs and prosperity to the region, and now, like I said, 40 years later, it's raising all these new concerns now that we know more than we did then about what this material can do to you.
Well, if it's going to cost up to $500 million to clean up, why not just buy out the people and...
Exactly.
Is that what you want, Marianne?
That's what we want out of here. I mean, who wants... Would you live here? This is crazy. All the money being spent over there, all the money that's being spent over there. Eric, I have to say, thank you, Eric. Eric is the first news person that has really been concerned about us. Andrew and Eric both did a fabulous job on bringing this to light.
Well, we
thank you.
We understand now that they are going to resume the cleanup, at
exactly.
least for now, but they're still not telling you, the residents, anything.
Right. It's all top secret, of course. And we have to live this day after day after day. And there's still workers over there, but we don't know. They're trying to find somebody to clean it up. But in the meantime, all this money's being spent, Homeland Security, lights, walls, whatever you can think of, because there's a certain amount of money that they have to spend every month that they're allotted for to spend. They have to spend it. Why spend it on us? Spend it on us. Spend it on the people that are sitting here scared to death. You know, do something for us.
How many homes in your neighborhood there at Kiskemere? 50?
Approximately 50, yes.
And you've talked to a lot of your neighbors. They want the same. They want out.
Yes. Yes.
Or at least somebody to tell you the truth.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. They unearthed this. Now, are we breathing this in? Why is it so important, 24/7 Homeland Security, to be guarding over there? What is so important for them to be guarding? We don't know.
That's a great question. Well, we'll follow up, Marianne.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for taking time, and good luck.
Yeah, and thanks to Eric, who did a mighty good job.
Thank you.
Marianne Walersky, who is a neighbor there, and Eric Schwartzel from the Post-Gazette. Eric, these people are very appreciative of you uncovering this story and putting some light on what is a very, very scary situation.
Well, thank you. I hope to stay with it. I don't think it's over yet.
I don't think so either, and we'll stay with it too. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.